You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Alex Rose. Hey, Alex.
Hi, I'm glad to be back.
Yes, welcome back for round two of your official welcoming to the, I could go back all through our long episode title, but I won't. We are excited that you decided to join us again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm glad I got invited back.
All right, so last week we talked a little bit about what you do at Lifeway, but I would love to hear more about what you did before coming to Lifeway.
Yeah, absolutely. Right before I joined Lifeway, I was serving in a local church in Nashville as a next-gen minister. So I led programs from babies all the way up to seniors in high school and really looked at big picture from cradle to cap, what it looks like to really build up children in your ministry and what you want to send them out into the world, knowing and understanding about who God is. I learned so much working at the local church level, and I know you have some experience in that too. And I really think that's helped me as I've joined the Lifeway team. It's been really interesting to transition from thinking big picture across all ages to just focusing on younger preschoolers. It's been a little bit of a gift to me to really focus in on thinking developmentally at that stage. Where are those kids? What can they understand about God? How are their brains working, instead of having to look big picture across at the church? But then before that, I taught college writing and literature courses at two local universities. And I previously worked in publishing for a food magazine, which was a very different experience, but really fun.
Alex, I just learned so much about you. I knew that you had done publishing, and I knew that you had worked as a next-gen minister, but I did not know I did not know that you had taught at the college level, and I did not know you had worked for a food magazine. So do you enjoy cooking? I'm assuming yes.
No, I don't enjoy cooking, okay, but I do enjoy eating, and it was such a fun experience. I wrote a lot about cooking on a budget and cooking with small ingredients, or looking at what's in your pantry and putting things together. And we have a test kitchen for that magazine here in Nashville. And those were the best days, because we would get recipes from written in from people who subscribed to the magazine. And then we would go to the kitchen and test all of them and taste them all. And
that's,
it was so fun.
I'm going to have so many more questions about that. Yes, and some of them I will ask in later podcasts. So listeners, get ready. If you thought we talked about snacks with Suzanne, get ready. We're going to talk about even more snacks with Alex.
Yes, my husband really is the main cook in our home.
Okay.
It's certainly not me. But
got
I do
it.
Know
you just
a lot
write
about
what he
food.
Cooks.
Yeah.
What's your favorite style of what was your favorite style of food to write about?
Oh, I really liked, we did this whole series where we looked at, like, if you made a pumpkin pie, would you be able to taste the difference between if you used canned pumpkin or an actual pumpkin?
Mm-hmm.
So we did a whole series where we were comparing things like that, of using canned products or frozen vegetables instead of fresh. And that was a really, really fun thing to do, to figure out if, like, more work actually does equal a better product in the end, or if you can skip making that pie crust from scratch and go for the tube.
I generally do skip making a pie crust from scratch, because it is a lot of work. And my mom is really good at making a pie crust, and don't tell her this. Well, it does make a difference when she makes it. I don't feel like it makes a difference when I make it. Okay. Before I get totally sidetracked, let's jump into what we're actually supposed to be talking about today, which is Unit 20, Session 2, titled John Baptized Jesus. And this is coming from Matthew chapter 3, Mark chapter 1, Luke chapter 3, and John chapter 1. Several weeks ago, we started learning from the New Testament about Jesus's birth. We have quickly jumped into lessons about Jesus during adulthood. Last week, we learned about Jesus's relative, John the Baptist, and how John prepared the way for Jesus, the Messiah, to come and begin his ministry on earth. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's John baptized Jesus, and for kids, it's Jesus obeyed God by being baptized. All right, let's talk through some areas that might need a little extra instruction. So, Alex, why don't you share with us what we have going on in preschool this week?
Yes, our younger preschoolers are going to be doing an activity called Make the Letter J, which just involves a lot of beads. And so anytime we use little beads with preschoolers, we want to make sure that they're not putting them in their mouths or that they're big enough that they won't be a choking hazard. So just make sure and instruct your leaders to keep an extra watch on them. And then additionally, with our older preschoolers, there are a lot of activities this week that use water, which will be very fun. But also very messy. And we want to, again, monitor preschoolers closely anytime we're working with water.
Yes, those are good tips. And in younger kids, we have an activity called cleaning coins. And this activity, as written, involves supplying all of the items for each kid. But if you don't want to supply all the items for each kid, you could also use a glass jar with a screw-on lid and pour the vinegar, salt, and penny in there and then secure the lid and then give each kid a chance to shake the jar. And then at the end, take the penny out and show the kids the clean coin. So that gives each of the kids a chance to be a part of it without you having to have all of the supplies for all the kids. Let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. And as I was reading this story, I was sort of struck by how short the text is, but it's so rich with truth to talk about. And whenever I teach this story, I always want to point out how we see the Trinity interacting with one another. And even with preschoolers who probably won't understand the concept of the Trinity, because let's face it, as adults, we also don't fully understand the concept of the Trinity. But it's good for them to start hearing the names of the persons of the Trinity, even if they don't fully understand the concept. So this is also a great session to discuss why believers are baptized and what baptism means. Baptism is a way for believers to follow Jesus's example and show others that they have made the decision to repent of their sin and obey God. And it's important that kids understand that baptism is not what saves a person and that there's nothing special about the water itself, but rather baptism is a symbol and a representation of a decision that person has already made. So just a lot of really rich truths and concepts to talk about this week.
Yeah, and I really love the opportunity leaders have this week to walk through the baptism of Jesus, just because baptism paints such a beautiful picture of the death and burial of the old self and the beauty that comes with newness of life. And for kids, that is a really big idea to grasp. And so many of our kiddos have such a people-pleasing aspect to their little hearts. And so I want to make sure leaders are really prepared this week for the lesson to understand what the church's policies are and their processes about children becoming new believers and wanting to step into the obedience of baptism. I think that offers a lot of opportunities for great questions and conversations that leaders just want to make sure they're prepared to have with kids as they understand what it looks like to follow Jesus for their whole lives. And then after making that decision to step into the action of baptism, it's an exciting time. But I think sometimes leaders can be really overwhelmed by that because it feels really big because it is, right? These are hearts we're leading to Christ. So as with any other week, it's important to pray for wisdom as you prepare this week, but also just that the truth through this the lesson that the Lord would use your words and use this curriculum to change hearts so that children do choose to follow the Lord.
Absolutely. Yeah. And such a good reminder of the reason why we teach the Bible. It's to create an environment for the Holy Spirit to change hearts. So thanks for that reminder, Alex. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.